up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Podcast.
They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5. Horoscopes.
Aries.
You're going to be led by your subconscious today in order to make some much-needed changes to your behavior. It's time to take down those walls you put up to protect yourself.
Taurus. You could be craving more of an adventure these days. Now's the time to look into what you can do to satisfy your craving.
Gemini.
It doesn't take much for you to connect with people, and that quality will help you make some even more connections today.
Cancer.
It's going to be vital for you to let an important person know just how much they mean to you. So just let your emotions guide you, and those kind words will do wonders for them.
Leo.
May do you well to stop looking to your friends for your worth and purpose. Your friends mean well, but they come and go.
Virgo.
You've been in a funk lately and not feeling yourself, but you're going to be reminded of just who you are, and you'll be able to tackle whatever comes your way.
Libra.
This is a romantic time for you and your partner, a time to reconnect and get back to your honeymoon phase. Try and hold on to this feeling and let it guide you in the future.
Scorpio.
There's a lot on your plate, and you seem to be running thin on time and patience. Thankfully, you'll have the energy to get yourself organized.
Sagittarius.
You've been spending a little too much time relaxing. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's time to get back in the saddle and get back to work.
Capricorn.
Events from the day are going to make it hard for you to see things clearly, so no worries, though. You can see things for what they are. You just need to pay closer attention.
Aquarius.
Aquarius, you're very much an introvert and unwilling to open up around people, but it looks like you'll start to feel more comfortable opening up to others today.
Pisces.
You're going to feel inclined to tone down pressures and enjoy yourself more. Good. Socialize. Enjoy the rewards of that.
Those are all your horoscopes. Check them out right now online at chum1045.com on the Marilyn Dennis and Jamar webpage.
Chum 104.5.
Good morning.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Day two of Snowtopia, Toronto.
Wow.
It's Tuesday, and we're trying to figure out when does it end. Well, not today. There's still snow everywhere. The streets are still piled up. Cars are buried. How were your commutes yesterday, everybody?
Well, my commute, thank goodness for the security here at Bell Media, because they actually shoveled a path to my door, to my car, after I finished the Marilyn Dennis show. It looked like I had never even done anything to my car. And then this morning, just so you guys know, I had to go off on the passenger side of my car because my car door decided not to open up.
Oh, geez, nice. So you were going in through the other side.
Yeah, that's been a while, you know. It's been a while since I've done that. But coming in this morning, I'll tell you this. Boy, if the bike lanes are clear, just want to say that. I'm bitter. It's very icy. Sidewalks, you know, some of them were cleared, some of them weren't. And so people are, even this morning, Jamar, on the roads walking. You know, so you have to be very careful. And again, I say it's icy. You think that you're going to make a nice right-hand turn to, you know, to go onto the next street, and you're going beyond that. And then the other thing, we are reduced lanes. You know, what was two or three lanes has been reduced by one or two lanes. So yeah. The commute's going to be slow this morning. And again, icy, and, you know, that's the way it is. The day after the big snowstorm. How about that storm, though? I mean, cars, you couldn't even recognize cars. I saw at least 20 city buses on my way home from work yesterday that were stuck. Yep. They were not moving.
Yeah, that happened. We saw that, too. We drove over to shovel my mom's walkways for her and just help her out a bit. And on the way down to her street, there were, like, three buses that had just given up. And there were people who were cross-country skiing to get around. And a group of cross-country skiers had gathered and were talking to the bus driver. They all had a cup of coffee. They're like, well, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know. What are you going to do? So that's why so many people were walking on the roads, because if they took transit, you know, it only went so far, and the guy is pulling, or whoever the driver is, pulling to the side at a stop, and then he can't, or she can't get out. So it was one of those days yesterday. I'm glad yesterday they said no school, stay home. People are still digging out even this morning. So it's just, it's going to be another slow day. But it was nice to see people out with their little kids, with their little sleds, you know, doing their, even just on the sidewalks there. Unbelievable. How much snow do you think we got?
I would say, okay, I looked at a snowdrift in my backyard.
Sure.
on, like, the patio table. I would say about 3 feet.
Wow.
Easily. Like, wow. If I put a ruler into the snow, I'd have to put three of them into the snow to get to the top. And I'm not counting, like, snow drift or anything like that, like stuff falling off.
Just falling stuff?
Just actual accumulation.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is in centimeters, but you could do the math. It's like a lot of snow, man.
Yeah, 40 to 60 centimeters, they said, in Toronto.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And I think the previous record was 48.3 centimeters, and they're thinking, yeah, we probably broke that record.
The last time we got a lot of snow, none of us, well, you guys weren't even born, was 100 centimeters in 1965. You know, because they're going back in time here, our wonderful weather people on CP24. I said, 100?
That's a lot of centimeters.
That's a lot of centimeters. So, and then the people were recalling when Mel Aspin brought in the army. He didn't bring in the army because there was a lot of snow. There was a lot of snow. But a lot of the people that worked taking care of the snow were on strike. That's why he brought the army.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know. Did you guys, besides going out and helping your mom, you guys get out at all yesterday or just said, I'm not going?
Yeah, we went out and went toboggan, you know, on the toboggan. He loves the speed, so I'm glad he got that gene. It makes me very happy.
Yeah.
He's a little speed demon.
Beautiful.
Going down hills.
Like, if you had your kids at home, it's good to take them out and say,
it was so much fun. It was just so much fun to just, you know, but I mean, like, walking through it. I mean, when you have a little child, I could have thrown him into, like, a snow thing, and, like, he would have gotten buried, like, completely. I was like, listen, bro, you got to hold my hand.
Yeah.
That happened in Ottawa.
What happened in Ottawa?
There was a man who was buried. He fell while he was walking.
What?
And he was completely buried in the snow. And an 8-year-old boy saw and called EMS. And they rescued him because he had some mobility issues.
Oh.
And he was just going to get snowed underneath the snow.
Wow.
So that can really happen.
Did it happen on TikTok?
No, it didn't, thankfully.
That would have been a great TikTok video.
I want to give a big shout out to all of those that were stuck on the 401 yesterday for more than 8 hours, okay? And I want to say to you, every time I looked at CP24, which I had on all day yesterday, I thought, oh my gosh, how are you guys managing this? Some people were abandoning their cars, and so the plows couldn't get through, and all sorts of things. So
There's probably a million stories of, like, adventures that people went through, like all types of crazy situations where people were making choices, leave the car, walk. What do I do? I'm sure there is not a shortage of those. So if you got any of those stories,
let us know.
Definitely give us a call at 416-870-1045.
Yeah.
Or you could text us at, what's our text number again?
104536.
There it is.
There you go.
Good stuff.
But
yeah,
you,
man.
And help people helping people. People helping people yesterday. You saw that a lot.
I'm sure yesterday was not a shortage of experiences all over this region, because it was a significant event, and people all over the all over North America knew what was going on in Toronto, by the way, too.
Yeah.
So, well, hopefully you're up and warm and safe. And thank you for listening to Chum 104.5.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
Okay, I love this. We're going to play a round of What's That Sound? Because there's a sound that you're going to play for us that we're going to have a hard time guessing what it is.
Okay, I'm going to play it right now, and you have to guess where the sound is coming from. Okay, here we go.
The source.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, I know that ringtone. Yeah, that's the ringtone. Yeah,
that's the ringtone, but it's not from a phone.
Okay.
That is not from a phone. It's some animal that makes it sound
an
like
animal.
It's a phone.
Oh. It sounds like it's kind of slowed down, or like it sounds like a... It sounds like a music box version of a ringtone.
Right. It sounds like the little chimp with the music box, all right?
Yeah.
The organ grinder.
The organ grinder. There you go.
It's a parrot.
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
Someone has trained their parrot.
Man, these parrots, bro. They're he's bang on, too, right? Like, he's even got the tempo down. That's crazy.
Yeah. You know, and when you look at him doing it, it's like... it's like any other parrot you would see, but it's just, he kind of just does it casually. So can you imagine living in that house, Jamar, and the phone ringing, and you don't know if it's the real phone, the phone on the television, because that happens in a movie, or it's your parrot?
My boy Jesse had a parrot named Chaco, and we'd all hang out at Jesse's house, like all the guys, like maybe like six of us. And between screaming at baseball games, playing music, and just, you know, general, you know, ruckus.
Yeah.
This parrot picked up everything we would be saying in Jesse's house. He would repeat, "Shut up, Jesse. Shut up, Jesse." Like, he would say all everything that we would say, the parrot would repeat all of it. "Yankees suck. Yankees suck." He would say everything. It was crazy. Chaco was like, parrots are so smart.
They are. There was a story we did years ago about this parrot. When the husband was away, the wife would play. And she started saying hello to the new guy.
Oh.
And busted.
Yeah. Parrot turned stool pigeon.
Yeah, that's right. Totally. That's right. So, I mean, they're amazing animals, and they're beautiful. They're amazing. But this, to me, was the most I've ever, like, I just am so impressed with this parrot, honestly.
Parrot's a ringtone.
Oh, my gosh.
That's incredible.
It's a parrot.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Okay, there you have it.
There you have it. The ringtone parrot.
Now. I have to go right now. I have to go answer my parrot.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
Hey, do us a favor. Text to 104.536 the best weight loss, I guess, hack you've ever stumbled upon. You know, there is no, you know, overnight diet pill. We know that already, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's little things you can do to lose weight a little quicker. One thing I'm reading about, you may never have guessed. Chewing your food longer. Chewing your food just a little longer, according to a study out of Japan, could help you actually lose more weight. It's through a process called DIT, diet-induced thermogenesis. And when you chew your food just a little bit longer, Marilyn, remember your mom always said, chew your food.
Chew your food. What's your hurry?
Yeah, what's your hurry? Well, she was onto something.
Mm-hmm.
When you chew your food a little longer, you kind of trick your metabolism into kind of burning more calories. You jumpstart your metabolism a little bit.
Ah.
And it's a little, you know, it's a small amount. But over time, if you chew your food just a little longer, you can burn more calories.
Right. And so also on that note, that's why they want you to sit down at a table.
Yeah.
Hopefully with your family and have a nice dinner. Dinner should take not 15 minutes, should take a good half an hour maybe.
Yeah,
and
probably.
Just chew your food.
At the least,
At least that could be 45 minutes. You know, why is it that we race through our family dinners and when we have people over for dinner, we don't race? I often ask myself that question. But you just take your time. So I would say yes. Would you try that?
Of course.
Yeah.
You know,
easy.
This worked so well in the study.
Yeah.
They said that the subjects of the study were given a liquid diet, and some subjects didn't chew their food, and some of the subjects actually pretended to chew this liquid diet.
Yeah.
And it worked so well that they could see that they were burning more calories of, like, not even a real food item, like a liquid diet.
Right.
So you just get the body to get into digestion mode.
Right.
Better.
So here's the thing. Now I know why I was so skinny as a child. My mother overcooked the roast beef every Sunday. You couldn't help but chew it and chew it and chew it and chew it.
Well, there it is.
And you put some Worcestershire sauce to soften it up a little bit. Nothing happened. Meat tenderizer.
A very chew-worthy meal right there.
That's right.
You know what else you can do to lose weight?
What I found
whenever I've substituted like sugary drinks for just water.
Yeah.
I'll lose a couple pounds.
Me too.
Like, I'll lose some weight visibly, like, for sure.
Yeah.
That's one of my, I guess, hacks, if you want to call it
I
that.
Do clear tea. Just clear tea. Nothing.
Clear teas?
Clear teas are good. Well, you and I love iced tea with no sugar in it, right?
So yep.
That's always good. And also, you know, they talk about intermittent fasting, but I find going to work really helps me not gain weight because when I'm at home, I tend to go, hi, refrigerator, what's in? What's happening?
Yep.
And then I close down the kitchen for me at 5 o'clock. I don't eat anymore.
Oh, that's a good one. You have like a kitchen cutoff.
Kitchen cutoff, yep.
I like that. So nothing gets grazing. Consumed after, no grazing, nothing gets consumed after 5 o'clock. That's a good one. That's a good
Monday
one.
Monday through Friday. Weekends are a little different. But yeah, like anything just to hold you back. And then the other thing too, we've talked about this time and time again, don't buy those snacks that you know you're going to want not when it's snack time. You know, when you're watching a game or something like that, you go, I'm going to buy these chips for the game. That's what I say. And they go, I didn't really want chips when I got home yesterday from work. I think I want those Miss Vickies. Where are they? Yep. That'll do it.
I gotta, if I bring ice cream into the house,
forget it.
For the whole week, I'm sneaking to the freezer and taking spoonfuls.
Can't help it.
So think about chewing a little longer. Try it today.
All right. Chew on that.
There it is.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Yo, without a doubt, you'll be able to add to this list. Reddit had a thread recently where people were talking about things that the current generation just couldn't relate to because these things just don't happen anymore. One of them in particular, I haven't heard this in, like, I didn't even remember this was a thing. Do you guys remember when you wanted to see a movie back in the day? You'd actually have to pick up the landline phone, because that was the only phone available, and you'd call up the movie theater, and then they'd play like a recording of all the movies and the times that were playing at the theater. Does anyone remember that?
Oh, very much so. And they had really funny music behind it, too. Thank you for calling such and such theaters. If you would like to watch da-da-da-da, the times are 1, 4, 7, and 10.
Yeah, it's like Batman Returns. 10:15, 10:45, 10:50, in theater 3, Home Alone, 11, 11:15, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But now, we would wade through that. Right.
I would call up me and Mike would be on the phone and we'd be like, yo, let's go see movies tonight. And then we'd get on three-way. We'd hit the little receiver button, make a three-way call to the movie theater, and then we sit on the phone on this three-way call and listen to all the movie times. It's so funny. But,
That's the way it was.
That doesn't happen whatsoever. More on this list of things the current generation can't relate to. Marilyn, do you remember back in the day you'd go to, like, a club or a bar?
Yeah.
And you jump on the bar and take your shirt off and go, woo!
Yeah, I remember that.
Right?
That wasn't me. That was my friend Lisa. But yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I thought it was you. Well, Lisa would jump on a bar and like take her shirt off and be swinging it in the air like it was Coyote Ugly or something like that. Right. And then the next day, everyone would ask, Lisa, I heard you were wilding out at the bar yesterday. And she would be like, no, that didn't happen.
Right.
And completely deny it because there wasn't a single picture to be had.
Right.
No camera phones.
No cameras.
No smart cams. No smartphones. Nothing. No proof.
Just someone's story.
Just a story, and you could completely deny the story if you wanted to.
Or you'd say, yeah, well, consider the source. Who told you? Consider the source.
That's not the... Exactly. That's not a thing anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a thing anymore. You could add to this list, text 104536, things that the current generation just can't relate to anymore.
Well, that was also when, like, hard copy photos were basically currency, because some people would bring a camera with them to a party, and they would take pictures or to, like, a semi-formal or a big fun night, and then everybody would go and have their photos printed, and sometimes you would splurge on getting doubles or triples of the photos printed.
That's crazy.
And
you would
trade them with friends, and it was, like, currency to have some of these photos, because, like,
Caitlin, there was that one friend that was the picture person because they had the good camera.
Yeah.
They took the time to go get them developed, like you said.
Yeah.
And then they had the doubles. That was like, I remember that friend, Jen Blinderman. She was the picture girl.
Yeah, and three of my friends worked at a local photo printing store called Moto Photo in the beach here in Toronto. Yeah, and they were like the hookup because we'd all take our cameras in, like our disposable cameras in, and have them print off all the party pictures. It was like a big deal on Monday. You'd share all the party photos at school. It was really fun. That's and kids aren't going to get to know the joy of this today.
Yeah, but you know, here's the deal. The fact is that you how you thought you took the picture and how you thought you looked.
Oh,
when the picture came back, either the person who took the picture didn't do a good job. I always got cut out. There was half of me. Maybe that was a good thing. Or it was kind of fuzzy. Or you know, everyone else was smiling okay, and you were like, nyeh. You know, that was the problem with those.
No Facetune back then.
No Facetune. There is nothing changing that one. All right.
Memorizing phone numbers.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anyone's phone number anymore. I only remember phone numbers from people in the distant past. Like my partner right now, who I live with, I don't know her phone number. I don't even know it. I have no idea what it, because we met like in the smartphone age. I have no idea what her phone number is. If my life depended on it right now, I could not call her.
I can't call Jim.
Is that crazy? Like if you had me outside hostage, it's like you can call one person. It wouldn't be her because I just don't know
I'd
her
call
number.
My old house in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'd call my friends from like fourth grade. Like I'd call Paco. I'd be like, yo, Paco, you'd be like, what are you calling me for? You're the only number I remember.
That's so true. That's crazy. Bad. I better memorize that one. Okay. Will do. Boy, that's not good. Jamar, that is not good.
I mean, it's the current condition.
Yeah, I know.
Do you remember smoking? Smoking everywhere?
Yeah.
Smoking
on the
was
plane.
Everywhere. I remember. Yeah, you go on a plane and they pull a curtain and the curtain would be the division between smoking and non-smoking.
Yeah. Right. Like I kind of smell like smoke. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. I mean, the plane, the seats, the armrests even had like a cigarette
ashtray. Yes.
You remember that? You hit that little thing and it would flip up.
Yeah.
And there'd be an ashtray there.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
That.
And like when you go to a restaurant, you'd have a reservation and they'd be like, smoking or non? Like, can you imagine? Right. That was a legit question. And sometimes the sections weren't that far apart.
Yeah, that never worked.
Anybody texting anything? Because I know some people remember some things that the current generation just couldn't relate to.
Oh, well, yeah. Everyone's saying when you used to print out directions for a road trip off of MapQuest or something. Yeah. Like the pre-GPS days.
I got one for you. Going to the library to do some research and doing a book report.
I spent a lot of time or wasted a lot of time in libraries when I was growing up, man. Like, just really sitting there and thumbing through. Oh, anybody remember the Dewey Decimal System? Do you even know what that is anymore?
Yeah, that's the library system.
Right? Yeah, you, like, have to go through these books and, like, look at the numbers and the decimals and the letters.
And when you're looking for a book, Jamar, you pull out those long drawers to go find the index card.
The card catalog.
That's right, the card catalog.
There you go.
And I'll tell you, the library was, I mean, if you wanted to study and get out of your room at university, that was the place to go. But I remember searching all over the library to get information for like a paper. You don't do that anymore as much, I would guess. I don't know. I haven't done a paper in a long time.
Yeah.
Also, looking at a paper to find out what's on TV.
Okay, that might be a little before me, actually. The newspaper used to have TV listings?
Oh, yeah. Or you get the TV guide.
I remember the TV guide.
Yeah.
I do remember TV guide because they were cool. Like the cover of the TV guide always had like cool stars and stuff on it.
That was really good. And then if you wanted to watch a show and your sister wanted to watch a show, that she would win because she was older. Because you couldn't watch. We only had one TV, right? There was no taping, no recording of anything.
No.
Back in the day.
Choice. There was a choice to be made.
Mm-hmm.
Who's getting to watch this show?
That's right.
Channel 104.5. Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone. Using your touchtone keypad, please enter the first three letters of the movie title now. You've selected Agent Zero. If that's correct, press 1.
What?
Why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you selected?
There's a Seinfeld bit for every situation.
Absolutely. Love it. I love it.
Crazy.
What are people saying?
Let me ask you a question. Do you remember, my mom tells me about this all the time. Do you remember Party Line? Do you remember Party Line phone?
No, I don't. No.
Someone texted that when you picked up your phone, a bunch of people in the neighborhood would have the same line because, like, for whatever reason, back in the day, the phone lines were all connected.
They were, and they had, like, the only reason why I know this, Jamar, is because I used to watch the Andy Griffith Show, and when they would go to make a call, they'd say, hey, Sarah, I need to talk to so-and-so. And sometimes Sarah, the operator, would stay on the phone and listen to the conversation, and they would tell Sarah to get off the phone. That's
crazy.
The only reason why I knew about party phones. So
No privacy.
No privacy whatsoever. Nope.
Wow, someone in the neighborhood could literally pick up the phone and listen to your phone call because the whole block was probably sharing the same phone line.
Yeah, for sure. So your mom remembers that.
Yeah, that's wild. I think Jamaica was really late with technology. Mm. No surprise there. Mm. Anybody remember? Oh my gosh!
What?
Remember you get like a camera, and then the flash would have these little cubes that you'd stick into the top of the camera.
Yes.
And every time you took a picture, like one of the cubes would blow, and you'd have to kind of get a whole new row of flash.
Yeah, you did four of them. for them. One, two, three, four. It would.
I know there's someone listening right now has no idea what we're talking about, but this was a thing.
That person
me. Caitlin, you had to get like a. I never used one of these, but I remember seeing families have these small little cameras that you'd have to put a flash cartridge on the top of the camera.
Yeah.
And it would, every picture you take, the flash would like, it would blow up.
See, like the, like I'm showing you with my iPhone, but the cube would be right here. So every time you put it down. And by the way, can I add something to that?
Sure.
When you do take the picture, you have to hold your breath so the picture doesn't go all fuzzy.
Okay.
So it was the cube with the camera, and you'd have to go and then push it, because if you did, the picture wouldn't turn out. Mm-hmm, I'm just, and then everybody, when you got the pictures back, as you guys were mentioning last break, all the pictures would be red from all the flash going
off. The red eyes?
The red eyes.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, yes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Everyone would look like albino guinea pigs.
Crazy.
In the pictures.
I remember like that it used to be the hottest place to be on a Friday night was the local video rental store.
Yeah,
maybe it was Blockbuster.
Okay.
Like growing up, we had Video Flicks in like my neighborhood in the city. And we have so many people texting in right now saying, you know, running into other people, other friends from school at the video store on the Friday night. And also when everyone would race there to try to get like the newest movie release, and then they were sold out and you had to settle, you wound up going to your like fourth level pick and your Friday night was ruined.
Yo, that was real. That was real heartbreak. Because like on Friday night, if you didn't have the new movie and you got there, and all it was the covers and not the movie behind the cover.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what am I going to do tonight?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're bummed.
You're just watching Goonies again.
Someone else texted in and said, this is close to our hearts, recording mixtapes from the radio.
Yes.
So this was the true test of love. Like if you really loved somebody, like if you had a crush on someone in school and you really wanted to step it up, you make them a mixtape.
Right.
And you put like all the songs about how you felt about them. Hopefully the titles kind of corresponded with your feelings.
And hope that the DJ didn't talk over the beginning of the song.
Yeah, you had to perfect.
Cut them out.
It could perfect your stop and record timing.
Yeah.
And if you were really jazz, if you really wanted to show how much you felt about them, you get them the 90-minute cassette, not the 60-minute cassette. That was a real test of your feelings.
Oh, my. That's so cute. I love that.
He made me a 90-minute mixtape.
That's so cute.
I think it's going to last.
Gosh, I hope you save them, wherever they are.
Oh, yeah.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
Okay, in this episode of Stupid TikTok Trends, Sleepy Chicken. Sleepy Chicken. Now, listen.
Okay.
We usually talk about this stuff in jest, but I'm going to warn you again.
Okay.
This will be hazardous to your health.
Okay.
So if you know anybody, you know, namely your kids or their friends, and you hear them making jokes about the sleepy chicken thing, you got to butt in and be like, no. Sleepy chicken is a trend on TikTok where people are taking breasts of chicken.
Yeah.
And then they're essentially marinating it in NyQuil.
No, they're not.
Take a listen to this.
Got sick last night, so I'm cooking up some NyQuil chicken. Usually I use about, you know, 4/3 of the bottle. Season that NyQuil in there just at the right temperature. Oh, sometimes the steam really makes you sleepy. Whew. What you're looking for is that blue color right there. And boom, NyQuil chicken.
Yeah. This is happening.
I can't.
So
I had to guess which accent it would be that would be using NyQuil chicken, I'd have gone out on a limb and said it would have been our friends in the Southern United States of America.
South of the Mason-Dixon line there, Caitlin.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's the poster child for it right now, but let me tell you something. No one should do this.
Nobody.
For a bunch of reasons. It's literally medication, right?
Why would anybody except for blueberries eat blue food? Hello?
Yeah.
Wait till it turns a nice blue. What are you talking about?
Not a good move. But there's some other things about this that make it really dangerous. So, I mean, when you start cooking medication, you're cooking out the water that's in the medication because it's, you know, made with, you know, a bunch of compounds.
Yes.
And water. When you cook out the water, it becomes really potent. It's not diluted. So now you're getting a more potent version of the NyQuil. And whether you're eating it, bad. You could also inhale the fumes while you're cooking it, which is actually really bad, too, because you can't control the dosage that you're getting.
Right.
That you would normally from just like a little cupful. This is bad. You can hurt yourself. You could probably die from it. Stupid. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Sleepy chicken. But it's a TikTok trend. It for some reason, TikTok is the place where all these bad ideas live. I don't know what it is about TikTok, but it seems to be a place where bad things are accepted. It's really interesting.
It's like you post it and forget it, right? And then everybody goes, oh, this is weird. Did you see this? And everybody shares it with everybody else. I am shocked by this, but okay. Well, nothing should shock me anymore, should it? Really?
No, it shouldn't.
It shouldn't anymore.
Because with every new, every new social media platform that gains popularity,
yes.
I think it gets dumber every time.
Oh, really?
You're right about that.
Do you think though, guys, it starts off with the best of intentions and,
yeah.
you know, and then that happens?
It's funny when you track it, like Twitter had a level of dumbness that like was elevated on Instagram, which was elevated on TikTok, which actually is now being superseded by like OnlyFans. That's real dumb.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's just the popularity too, right? This is what's going to happen because it starts out with a bunch of, you know, dance videos and then you've got hundreds of millions of views and a whole ton of money to be made and then everyone gets on it. And so, you know, then you have some useful stuff like there's like actual, you know, doctors who are on TikTok who are giving you real medical tips, like actual smart people.
Right.
But then you have a bunch of other things that just jam in there and it's like this backlog of idiocy that it's just hard to say.
The wow factor. Like usually people are just trying to get a wow factor out of, you know, and then, wow, did you see that? And then it gets passed around because everyone's like, what? What is this thing that everyone's saying wow about?
Are they hoping, just out of a remote question here, but I think about it, are they thinking that they will get a gig on Saturday Night Live or are they thinking that they may get an endorsement on some product?
Listen,
is that what they're thinking?
The current situation is this.
Okay.
The best level of currency, more than money, more than crypto, currency right now is social media. If you are big on social media, like in society, you're a leader of sorts. I don't even know how better to say it. Mm-hmm. You're someone everyone's like, oh, look
head
at them.
Head of the curve kind of a thing. Yeah,
it's really interesting.
Wow.
So everybody, do we agree? No sleepy chicken?
No, I feel really intelligent right now. How do you feel?
I feel really boring right now, actually, you know, because like, I'm not very interesting, but you know, the sleepy chicken guy, real interesting.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
So yesterday, Health Canada approved Pfizer's antiviral COVID pill. This is big news in the fight against COVID. It's a combination of two medications that works by stopping the virus from replicating. So doctors say the drug will be really helpful over the long term to prevent severe illness and hopefully keep more people out of the hospital. So that's kind of how they're imagining this will be used. We've ordered a bunch of the pills. We'll see when they start arriving. I think it's going to be more availability for these in March. But yeah, that was a big trending story yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another story that has a bunch of people talking and certain men very concerned is a man out of New York. He's anonymous right now. He went on a podcast and complained that long COVID for him has looked like a negative impact in his southern
region
of his person.
South of his
Mason-Dixon line, exactly, Maryland. So from, let's just say, decreased vitality, decreased size, he has said that he wants to spread awareness around the possibility that there could be a complication in your danger zone.
There was a story similar to this a couple months ago, people saying that they were having erectile dysfunction due to COVID. I remember something like this actually happening or they're saying, you know, people saying it.
Wow.
Doctors right now, you know, urologists are commenting on the story and saying that this is rare, but of course that the many effects of long haul COVID are going to be discovered as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And it is understandable that there might be circulatory issues because it does impact your vascular system.
Well, there's the thing. You know?
Everyone's saying it's rare, but still the story's gaining a lot of traction. So doctors are trying to tell everybody, I don't think this should be a huge concern. Very, very unlikely to happen. But they're not saying it's ridiculous. So that is one of the big trending stories that's popping up this morning around
COVID. That'll get people to go get a vaccine.
That's what everyone's
saying.
Come
on.
You want to talk about the likelihood of putting a mask on?
You don't get a booster, you won't have a booster.
So, the puns are endless here.
I'm telling you.
Pete Davidson apparently is off of the Oscars shortlist of who could be hosting the awards show this year. Apparently, his team had had a, quote, informal conversation. They were initially kind of exploring that possibility. But the thing is, the Oscars are hosted on ABC. And so they really want their host to have an association kind of with the ABC Disney Marvel universe.
I gotcha.
And because he, you know, Pete Davidson obviously is associated with SNL, NBC, they're saying it's not going to pan out. Now, the big rumor that everyone's still hoping for, but we don't know if it's going to happen, is that Selena Gomez, Martin Short, and Steve Martin may host together as a trio because the three of them star in Only Murders in the Building. So that streams in the U.S. on Hulu, which is majority owned by Disney. So they say it checks that corporate due diligence box. Mm-hmm. And so they think it could happen. And, you know, look at, like, I can't imagine. Imagine a better trio, honestly.
That'd be so much fun.
It would be so fun.
That's so much fun. And she really brings in the younger demographic. And those two are very funny.
Has ever a man had more talk around him for doing absolutely nothing than Pete Davidson?
It's true. It's
like, there isn't a new project. There's no album. There's no movie. It's like, half of you haven't even seen the latest episodes of SNL. He's done nothing but exist.
Well, ratings are pretty good for his New Year's Eve show with Miley Cyrus, actually.
Okay. A New Year's Eve show. Yeah. Outside of that, he has done nothing except just date. It's incredible how many conversations he's a part of.
Yeah, he's his team's working overtime right now, and, you know, he's in the headlines, and they were like, well, maybe we can translate some of this interest in him into ratings for the Oscars, but...
Amazing. He does have a good team, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, but really, he's an NBC guy, so it ain't going to happen. I'm sorry, if Pete Davidson is your internet boyfriend, you're not going to be seeing him hosting the Oscars this year.
No.
And I'm going to warn everybody that because the city has decided we're going to enact major snowstorm conditions today, they're not going to be waiting for this snow to melt. It needs to be removed, and city crews need to be able to remove it. They're putting it in a storage facility. So everybody, you cannot park on a snow route right now. And most of these snow routes are in downtown Toronto. This impacts all streetcar routes. And if you park there, your car could be given what they're calling a friendly tow. This is Jamar's new favorite term, which means that your car is ideally just going to be moved to a nearby street, but you will get a $200 fine and you will have to call and figure out where your car is. Don't block those snow removal system right now.
The fine is one thing, but calling it a friendly tow with a $200 ticket, that's like mind games. Like, wait, who are you joking with over here? What kind of friend charges you $200?
Marilyn, you looked up how much a regular tow would cost, and it's a lot more.
Well, if we keep your car for a while, and we would love to do that, it could cost up to $1,800.
A friendly tow of $200.
That's unfriendly. Well... Do you want me to move your car for you?
Sure. I got a friendly kick with a steel-toe boot for you. How about
Wait a minute. I'm not allowed in your car.
Exactly.
Like. I'm not moving your car.
You can't just call something friendly just to take the edge off. That's just very funny.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
Jonah Hill making some waves in the news because of comments he's making about the movie Superbad.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, if you're locked in your house right now with nothing to do, that's the movie you turn on right now. Superbad is going to have you cracking up, rolling on the floor, and not really caring about what's going on outside. That's the movie to watch when you're snowed in. But he was asked if there would ever be a Superbad sequel, which I actually would really be looking forward to. But he's kind of shut that down under one condition. He says if there's a Superbad 2, it has to happen like 40 years from now. When he's 80, that's his one condition.
Why?
Because he wants to make it like, you know, the kids have grown up and they're now like retirees. All of their spouses have died. They're all cranky and like weird looking. And he thinks this is the perfect plot line for Superbad 2, an 80-year-old version of them. I actually am down for that. I don't know if I want to wait that long, but I'd be down for that.
I think they should just put on like prosthetics that make them each look 80 years old and do the sequel sooner than later.
There you go. That's an idea. Maybe he's given us a little Easter egg on how they do that, right? I mean,
because
what's the likelihood that, you know, when he's 80, they'll make another movie?
Unlikely.
Right. So maybe that's the way to do it.
Who else is in that movie?
Michael Cera.
Okay.
Evan Goldberg. Just a great cast of really
Seth Rogen, Bill Hader,
all
Evan Stone.
The funny idiots. It's great. Super bad. So maybe an 80-year-old, maybe a senior citizen, super bad. Maybe that's what happens. Who knows? Are there any other movies that anyone loves that they feel like needs a sequel? You could text 104536. I watched the Coming to America sequel.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. It's kind of vanished into thin air, so I'm not saying it was epic like the first one is or was, but I don't know if it necessarily needed a sequel. A lot of people, let's put it this way, it wasn't bad. It just kind of happened on and gone type of thing.
Remember, you're older when you see the sequel, too. Like, you were a kid when you saw the first one.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a different way of looking at movies. You know more now, you know?
And, like, the context is just different. You know, like, the jokes at the time when that came out were just like, oh, my gosh, this makes sense for right now.
Right.
When you make those sequels, a lot of times you try to kind of link the same jokes but with updated references, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I think about, you know, you say sequels. Jared Leto wants to do a prequel to Gucci.
Okay.
I thought, okay, I'm not seeing the movie, so I don't know about that. But what do you guys think that has? You saw it, right,
Kima? The House of Gucci? Mm-hmm.
The House of Gucci. What'd you think? Do you think that would be a thing?
I don't think it needs a prequel.
Okay.
I don't think it needs a prequel.
All right. Like, maybe they're focusing on his character, maybe?
No.
yeah, why? Like,
that's a big no on that side. Okay. I thought, well, I haven't watched the new one, so he wants a prequel. So that's what was interesting.
It's entertaining. I'm not going to, you know, totally poo-poo on the movie. It was like, it's something to watch, but it wasn't
amazing.
It's
good on its own where it is. You know what I mean? Like, I think his character was good in the doses that we received him, but I don't want to see a two-hour experience around that character.
Okay, I can't wait for it to come to Crave because I'm going to watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Adam Driver wants nothing to do with it anymore. I was ready for this to be done. He just wanted to get out of character.
But did he not say that every time he does a character, Jamar, that he just, like, once it's done, it's over, I walk away from it?
Yeah.
Or is it this particular character, he wasn't happy with how it turned out?
I'll tell you something. There's just a little taste of some kind of bitterness in there. I don't know what it is, but there's something. I think he and Gaga didn't get along. I could be wrong.
Okay.
But I think Lady Gaga was a little much for him. That's the guess I'm making.
Maybe.
But I could be off base.
Well, that's not the first person he hasn't gotten along with. You remember remember the TV series he did, Caitlin?
The Girls.
The Girls. She didn't get along with Lena Dunham.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe he's difficult to work with.
Or maybe a lot of people just suck. I don't know. It could be one of the two.
I don't know. But I'm going to see The House of Gucci. I want to see what Jared Leto's doing.
Someone texted Interstellar.
Yeah? Hey,
listen, I couldn't agree with you more. That one needs a sequel. Did you guys see Interstellar?
No. Yeah, we do need a sequel on that. I agree.
Chum 104.5. Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
If there is a Superbad sequel, Jonah Hill says he would love for it to be 80-year-old version of the characters, a version where they're 40 years in the future. As Caitlin noted, it might not have to necessarily be accurate in time. They might just do prosthetics and make them 80-year-old, right? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
What other movies are people saying need sequels?
Bridesmaids. This is the one I'm voting for.
Oh, yeah.
We need a Bridesmaids sequel. This is one of the funniest movies ever.
Yeah.
It's so good. And so people have talked about this for a long time. And, you know, Melissa McCarthy's character, her marrying the air marshal and then going through her wedding would bring back all of the characters and center it around Melissa McCarthy. And, like, all these actresses are just so funny and still so popular.
The funniest scene from that movie for me was on the airplane when Melissa McCarthy put her foot up. Like, so just don't let this security guy go through, which is actually her real husband in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying not to laugh. That was the moment.
Oh, my gosh.
That was so funny.
The bloopers after, like, he is losing it. When she says steamy undercarriage, it's over for me. She's so funny.
I'm going to watch that again soon. Yeah. That's a good one.
Someone else texted in. This is another really popular one. Goonies. It's
No.
Since Goonies came out, but they want a sequel.
No.
Why don't you want a Goonies?
Listen.
Why? I'm listening.
Listen. Goonies is a classic. I love Goonies more than, like, most movies. I'm with you on that. But I feel like Goonies, a sequel will happen kind of like Coming to America. It'll be like poof, on and gone.
Yeah.
It will not. I just think that level, the movie, it's a place in time. I think when you try to recreate it or continue it, it gets messed up. My opinion, but that's me.
How did you feel about Ghostbusters 2?
Wait, the actual Ghostbusters 2?
Not the all-female one.
The original Ghostbusters 2.
The Ghostbusters and then the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it was good. You know what? I think because they didn't wait too long. It was like, the sequel, it was just a couple years later. Not much time had gone by. They kind of just updated. I liked it.
So the timing is what I guess I'm getting at. The timing of some of these movies is essential, right?
I think
waiting too long, like in your 80s, is the wrong thing to do. Half your audience will be dead.
They do a Goonies reboot now. They all got smartphones. You can't get lost. You can't go on a treasure hunt with smartphones. Too much.
Yeah.
What else?
Other people are texting in the girl with the dragon tattoo. Remember the success of this one? This was with Rooney Mara and Daniel Craig.
Uh-huh.
And everybody waited for them to reunite for the next movie, and it never happened. They tried to recast it with new people. It wasn't the same, so people kind of feel like they missed out on that one. One that people were interested in, and I'm happy to announce, it is actually getting a sequel. Remember the Pixar film WALL-E?
Oh, yeah, WALL-E. Yeah.
Yeah, and at the end of the film, it's sort of like you see all the humans have been living on board this ship because we destroyed Earth.
Yes.
But they kind of land back on like garbage-laden Earth, and you're wondering what's going to become of the future. That's what everybody wants to see. What's going to happen? What's happening with WALL-E and Eve? What's happening with the future? So apparently, Pixar is making a sequel, and it's supposed to be released sometime this year.
See, to your point, what makes a good sequel is when they leave the movie at the end with like a cliffhanger. Like, that's why I think Interstellar will be a great one, because at the end, Matthew McConaughey is left on the planet. He hasn't aged because he's gone through the black hole and bada. What happens on this new planet that everyone's living on? You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to know that. That makes for a good sequel, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's another one that's being voted for, too. Do you guys remember the kind of like space alien movie Arrival?
Yeah, that was a great one.
It starred Amy Adams. I kind of forgot who else was in it. And so the movie did leave a lot of things unanswered. You know, everyone's kind of wondering, okay, so these aliens came back. They told humanity, this is the plotline, spoiler alert, everybody. They tell humanity, they try to warn us of all these things that are going to happen in 3,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
But then what did we do with that information?
That is exactly the point. Unanswered questions make for great sequels.
Yep.
Yeah. I've not seen any of the movies that you just mentioned.
Someone says Interstellar was the
Someone said
Interstellar was the worst movie. Listen, I notoriously have bad movie movie taste. So this is not they said lost respect for Jamar.
Taste in movies is subjective, everyone.
It is. Everyone's welcomed on this show.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Well, the snow is really all anyone is still talking about today. Oh, man, Snowmageddon. We are on day two. The snow wound up coming in at around 12 centimeters an hour downtown at the peak of yesterday's storm. Some of the amounts reached 55 centimeters was recorded in Oshawa, 52 in Whitby, and up to 46 in parts of Toronto. The airport recorded 32 centimeters. It really, like, we live in Canada. We all know this, but it is just, it's not every day that we get a full blizzard. So the cleanup effort is going to take a few days. You're still hearing about a lot of problems on the road today. People were jammed on the 401 yesterday for up to 8 hours. At 11 o'clock last night, they had 1,000 transport trucks that were still stuck on the 401. So people today are still being warned about road conditions, about delays. And I'm going to be like a broken record here. Mm-hmm. If you have to park your car downtown, which is sometimes what happens, even in a city where the average home price is like $1.2 million, you might not have a parking spot. So if you have to park downtown for any reason, don't do it in a snow route, because we're in this special circumstance where the city is going to have to move your car in order to remove the snow, because they're not waiting for it to melt. What they're going to do is actually take the snow to a storage facility. So your car could be moved to a nearby street. You could get a $200 fine. So just make sure you don't park on snow routes downtown. Make sure you check the signage. And also, just as like a default, you can't park on any streetcar route. So just keep that in mind.
Do you know what they do with the snow once they bring them to those storage facilities? Like, it just sits there?
It just sits there. I don't know if they have like space heaters in there and they try to melt it real quick.
Yeah, just kind of melt it down.
What's going on? Yeah, maybe we'll have to, you know what? We should ask Mayor John Tory. He could tell us what happens there. We should just have like a Toronto-wide snow fight, like a snowball fight. We can organize it at one of these storage facilities.
You know how much ammo is in there? That's crazy.
See? Also, of course, school boards are either canceling classes today or having students learn remotely. The TDSB is trending this morning. They're closed for in-person learning, and they're also not going to be participating in live remote learning. Same with Toronto Catholic. So just make sure you check with your school board to see what the details are for the kids today. But I have a feeling that once again, you're going to see a lot of really, really busy tobogganing hills. Every single hill I saw at a park yesterday was rammed. It was like, it was wild.
Oh yeah, we were one yesterday. It was a scene.
Oh, which one did you go to?
The one near Christie Pitts Park.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
I saw people snowshoeing, skiing.
Yeah.
Tons of cross-country skiers
were out. I saw some snowshoers. There was a bus that was heading south in the beach that got, it tried to make like a right-hand turn onto a residential street that had not been plowed. Right. And it was one of those really long like extendo buses and it just got stuck. And when we drove past it, there was a cross-country skier who had just pulled up next to the bus driver who was sitting there and they're just having a little chat through the window like, oh, you know, life in Canada, eh? It was a very folksy moment. Now, a not-so-folksy moment that has the entire internet a little bit ticked off happened in Ottawa yesterday when a driver had to be saved by rescue workers after she drove over an iced over river and then her car breaks through the water and she winds up needing to be rescued. So these rescuers go over in kayaks. This was very, very dangerous. And afterwards, it seemed like she didn't really take it that seriously. Mm-hmm. Photos were shown of her. She seemed to be doing social media posts while these rescuers are risking their own safety to try to get her out of there. And so one of these individuals who came to her aid actually talked about it afterwards. And I don't blame him for being a little bit ticked off.
The thing that was frustrating was we were all frantically trying to get her off and she was on top of her car taking selfies. You know, we got her to shore and that's why in one of the videos you see me and I feel bad now. Like we pulled her in as soon as she was to shore. I just let go and walked to shore just to cool down because she was smiling ear to ear. And as soon as she got to shore, I said, look, you know, what the hell are you doing? And she's like, that was fun. And I don't think she realizes how lucky she is.
Wow.
She does realize how many likes she's going to get on her video. That's what she realizes. It's so funny. The words selfie and rescue should never be in the same sentence. They just sound like they're two words that shouldn't be together.
No. And she's standing on top of her car. Like, she's standing on top of what remains above water of her car, taking a selfie. There's photos of her doing this. And so she has been crowned the internet's idiot of the day. She's also been charged with reckless driving because apparently there's footage of her car not driving so safely before it plunged into the river. So she is being roasted by every single person online.
The video of her car going into that water was crazy. Like, she looked like she was speeding like something really, really recklessly before she got into the lake.
Right.
Yeah. Notice we're not even saying her name. And I say thank you to all the rescue workers who went out there in their kayaks in the freezing cold and pulled her out of there.
Terrible.
Very dramatic couple of days. What's going to happen today?
Chum 104.5. Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
Reports all over the GTA of people in all types of really stressful situations regarding the snow. People in, you know, traffic for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Some people just abandoning their cars.
You know, when I was a little girl, I thought, wouldn't it be great if we could just make the car that we're in taller and then go over top all the trucks and everything? Like, there's even a better idea now.
Well, wait, are you talking about like a really high suspension? Have like the car on stilts almost? That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I wanted one over trucks and stuff because I used to hate being stuck in traffic, right?
You know, some people are saying it's 2022. We should have been flying like the Jetsons by now.
Yeah.
Well, you're not too far off. There's a company out of Sweden that has made a car called the Jetson, the Jetson 1. It's like a personal hovercraft vehicle. If I were to describe how this vehicle looked, it looks essentially like a chassis, like, you know, just the framework of a car. But it's got like propellers on all four sides. And it's got like a little kind of rudder device in the back. And it's a personal hovercraft. It's a flying car.
It is.
And
it's crazy.
They actually completed the concept of it in 2018.
Uh-huh.
And now it's available for a bunch of pre-orders. But there are only three left because people have already ordered it out the wazoo. Everybody wants it. Do you trust yourself, Marilyn, to drive a flying car yet?
I think I do. When I heard that I don't need a pilot's license, I said, okay, I'm in. Because I know if it's a start and you go up and you go like and follow the parkway or follow the 401, I'm good.
Yeah,
I can do it.
It goes a ground speed of 102 kilometers.
Yeah.
You can get to about 1,500 feet, and the charge on the battery will take you about, oh, I'm sorry, there are motors, so there might be some gas in there. About two hours.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a battery operated. It's a two-hour charge.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm only going to drive it for an hour and a half just to be safe. You know what I mean? Because
right.
What you don't want to do is fall out of the sky.
It's got a rapid deployment time, it says here. So, you can go for two. It's not like you stretch your gas tank, right? I can do it. I can do it. I only the lights on, but I can go. But not in the air, you don't. But it's kind of cool because, you know, if you need to get somewhere, that's the way to do it. I just don't know how many other people will be up in the air with you.
Or how many other people could afford it. Going to cost you about $22,000 for just the deposit.
Total retail value, $92,000.
Yeah.
And no, we're not giving one away on this station. Not yet.
This station, when it does get the market, will 100% give it away.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, the Jetson won. Something for the next snowstorm.
It's coming.
I'm looking forward to it.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.